especially.
This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. We are in June. This is Tune In with Erica, and it's great to get together with you. Hey, hey, hello. Come on around the radio table. It is a glorious month. Hey, we're in flaming June, although it's not so flaming where I am. It's a bit chilly. Sun's out, but it's a bit chilly. But anyway, it is lovely to have your company. And as I said in the Facebook chat room, I'll be taking you through my June starscopes, and virtual hugs are guaranteed. Lovely to have your company. I can see people coming in the chat room already. I can see my colleague from 1-2 Listen, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Thank you for joining me. I can see that Laura is already in the house, and so is Alan. And I know that I can see other people coming in, so I'll play the Facebook refresh game and just get to see who's in the room. If you want to come and join us, very easy lemon squeezy. Just go to 12radio.com. That's the number 12, 12radio.com. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side, and you will see there is an option to chat. So come on in. I will be doing readings. I can see Shirin Jashirin coming into the room. The door is open. I say hugs are guaranteed. A very good morning to you all. I have my card decks with me, as I always do. So I know that those of you, Laura's already asking for a message. I will do my best to give you all a reading. Today, I've got my Mer deck with me. The Merfolk, and also I have, as ever, my Wisdom Tarot. It is a new moon in Gemini, more of that later. I've also got the dragons with me in case you want a dragon message as well. In case you can't get in the Facebook chat room, I say I'm going to take you through my starscopes, but maybe you're joining me for the replay later on, because this show will go to on demand as fast as I can get it there. So let's just do a card using the ability to connect through all time and all space, because of course we're all connected whenever, wherever you are. And there's the cards of the day coming out as I say it. They have given me three, a lovely divine number, a trilogy. So in this new moon of Gemini energy, interesting that I have two fire cards and an earth card. And of course there's always the duality of Gemini. I would say in my tarot deck, those are the two extremes, because the earth, particularly this card, is very grounding, and the two fire cards are very quick and fiery. So let's look at the grounding one first. And I happen to know with this new moon, because I'm looking at Mark's Power Peak, and if you're not signed up to Mark's Power Peak, why not? It's amazing. You don't have to be an astrologer to get an incredible rundown on the week. And I'm looking under Gemini. It's a new moon in Gemini. This section is written by the wonderful C.A. Brooks, who brings her wisdom. And she's talking about Gemini being this clever and communicative sign. And we've just stepped in there, I think a couple of hours ago, we've stepped into the new moon. Also, there's an abundance of planets in Gemini at the moment. You've got the Sun, the Moon, Mercury, its own planet, Venus and Jupiter. I mean, wowza. So the emphasis is on communications, talking, being heard and asking questions. But here's the question, are we really open to the answers? Now that speaks to this card. I have the Earth card because it's the Four of Earth. And this card can be a card of extremes. It can be miserliness, of gripping onto something too tightly, being a control freak, or going completely the other way. And it's a card that says manage your resources wisely. It's a card of extremes. Because it's an earth card, this can be money, but we're talking Gemini. So it can be emotions as well. It's how you receive money, time, or emotions, the card says. So with this kind of Gemini energy, it's cautioning you to be careful about seeing things as black and white. Life is very rarely black and white. So then we have it with this fire energy. And I've got the Two of Fire next, which again is perfect for Gemini because we have the blonde and the dark here. We have this partnership taking the next steps. How, and this card, the Fire card, speaks to how partnerships can be helpful and can move us forward. It's branching out. It's partnering with people who understand, who share your dreams. It's expansion. Moving forward, and I have it with the Queen of Fire. Now, this Queen of Fire in my deck is sitting on a throne, and she has a beautiful little black cat with green eyes who looks just like my little magic. And this woman is unstoppable. When she focuses, nothing is going to get in her way. She's brilliant, she's talented, she's independent, but she can be controlling. Now, that's the message of the first card. So I think the energy today, the very clear message I'm getting from these cards with a new moon in Gemini and talking about this, these questions, this being heard, but are we open to the answers, is just be very fluid. Life is not black and white. Read between those lines. Be prepared to listen and open to the answers you get. You may not end up agreeing with them, but listen to them rather than setting your barriers up, your walls, your control, and saying, I don't want to hear that. Maybe open to hearing everything. Interestingly, C.A. Brooks describes it. She said it reminds her of the cartoon character Dennis the Menace. I quite like this analogy, who's known for his youthful, curious, never-ending, provocative style. But there's a good reason that he's a pest. His curiosity, of course, was always getting him into trouble. And it may be an understatement to say that Dennis the Menace annoyed people with a constant barrage of comments and questions. But he did have his uses, because secrets are uncovered, truths are revealed. Even if there might be a little uncomfortable to listen to, that's why we need to listen to everything that's said. And it's talking about compassion as well. And being vulnerable. Now that takes me onto my starscopes too, because the archangel for this month is about compassion as well. I'll take you into that realm a little later. I'm just going to pop back in the Facebook chat room and refresh it, because I can see more and more people coming in there, and I want to say good morning to everyone. So let's take a look. My banner is working. I'm going to tip the comments up the right way so that I actually do them in order, as opposed to the kind of random splattering that Facebook is giving me. So good morning to Laura. You would like a message. I will get to it. As I said, good morning to my colleague Jennifer Lakshmi Dove from 1-2 Listen. Good day to you. Good morning to Joni. Thank you for joining me. Looking forward to the starscopes. I will pull a card for you, of course. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. And I can just hear my cat Magic meowing outside the door, suggesting that she would like to come and trample all over my keyboard and probably cut us off. So I will hope that she doesn't do that. I will get into the starscopes now, and then I'm going to come back in the room and do the readings. So my starscopes, for those of you who have not come across them, you'll find them on the front page of 1-2 Listen. You'll also find the full scopes on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com. And if you're not familiar with them, my starscopes are an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight and angelic or other guidance. And of course, this month I've used my wisdom tarot. And as this is the month with the summer solstice and a time to tune into the moon and the tides and the power of the ocean and full light, I've also asked the mermaids or the merfolk to oversee the reading. And as I was just saying, June's ruling angel is Archangel Muriel, who guides us through self-reflection. Well, today that new moon in Mercury is all about that. Muriel works with dolphins and other sea creatures. She's an archangel of the Order of Dominions, bridging the physical and the spiritual realms, and also very much about wielding power without oppression, with compassion and mercy. And again, it's that duality, that Gemini. So with that said, setting the scene, let's take a look for the individual signs as I channeled them last week. So Gemini, birthday people, decisions are on the horizon this month. And the important thing is to Make one. You may feel you don't know which road to take. This is a time to trust your instincts, be confident in your inner knowing, and expect whatever you choose will move your life forward. Procrastination is the thing to avoid. Cancerians, well, you are going to have an interesting month and a good one too. You have fire cards all the way. However, before you get all fired up, take time out at the top of the month to re-energize, or you'll burn out too soon. In fact, before you burst into action, take time to make plans. Then you can carry on being brilliant and talented and successful. Assuming, of course, that's what you planned to be, and I'm pretty sure that you did. Leo, Lions, read between the lines and listen carefully to any information coming your way this month. Not everything is what it seems on face value. Just think politics. Yeah, you get the idea. Nevertheless, it is a month to feel deeply and have faith in the future. Stay in your heart's center and let the spin fly around the outside. Virgo, June will be a month of contemplation for you. Virgo, it's likely you'll find yourself reviewing the past. Make sure you do it with compassion and forgiveness, so you could invoke Archangel Muriel for that. That way you can set yourself free of its influence. It's time to take a fresh blank page and fill it with enthusiasm and optimism and creativity. The scales of Libra, well, self-awareness is paramount this month, Libra. That's because it's likely you will be taking new steps, forging new connections and possibly partnerships with people who can help you expand your dreams. So take time to center yourself and know clearly who you are and what you need. And once you know, protect your plans and be prepared to stand up for you, what you want, and never give up. Scorpio, the quality of your friendships will become evident this month. Surround yourself with people of support and who will support you and your plans for the future. Use your intuition to sense who to trust. The word intuition is inner wisdom, intuition. Choose wise counselors and stand up for what you believe in. You don't have to take on all comers. Just choose your battles wisely too and stand your ground. Archers of the Zodiac, Sagittarius, if you have been thinking of experiencing art or a similar uplifting experience, now is the time. Allow yourself to feel empowered and luscious. You may be refurbishing your home or visiting galleries or, I don't know, creating art or making music. Either way, whatever you're doing, make plans and get going. It's time to make memories. Capricorn, I know you can be the cautious one, but it's time to be expansive. Give birth to your dreams and take action. Yes, you can do it. Don't allow your inner talk to talk you down. Restrictions are just a mental illusion. Make up your mind to be inspired. Aquarians, keep a sense of humor handy as you surf this month's energies. And set your intention to see things clearly as they are and not as you might wish them to be. Friends can offer perspective, but ultimately, this is one you need to sort out for yourself. The good news is thoughts can become things, so point that magic wand carefully. Pisces, oh fishies, discernment is the art of making judgments which are not judgmental. Discernment is best found in the quiet, still place of meditation or contemplation. You need to find balance between the practical and what you feel. And once you arrive at that point, victory is yours. Aries, oh fiery Aries, for a fire sign, you're heading for a watery month. Plenty of intuition, lots of deep feelings and tapping into inner wisdom. Use the power of the moon and all her watery influence to help you embrace this wonderful opportunity to go within and find deep wisdom. And Taurus, you are looking for balance and finding yourself pulled between a place of calm and a peace of mind. And then suddenly you find yourself awash with vulnerability and changing feelings. So you're looking for balance. And the key to this is to honor both, but keep a keen grip on the reins of life. You are in charge and you can determine when to listen to emotions and when to take a calm and measured stance. So there you go. Those are the starscopes for the month of June. As I say, you will find them on the front page of 1-2-Listen, along with the scopes from my colleagues, so you can have multiple perspectives on this month, because we are all like the facets of diamonds, I like to say, and the light shines through each of us differently. I would also say, don't forget that on the front page of 1-2-Listen is a free gratitude board. Use it. That's what it's there for. The advisors empower it. So put on there what you are grateful for and post it as if it's already happened, because that's the power of the present moment and the empowerment of how it works. So post on there your heart's desires as if they have already come true, and we will be empowering it. So that's it. Also, you'll find the starscopes if you missed it on my website, angelhandsheal.com. I can see more people coming in this chat room, so I had better get to it before I run out of time, because I know that you will want some readings. So let me just go back in there and turn it the right way up so I can find everybody, and just tipping you up the right way. I hope you won't feel unsettled by that. Okay, good morning to Laura. Laura, you wanted a card. I'm using the wisdom deck for you. So let's take a look. What would Laura like to know for her highest good today on the new moon in Gemini? And as I say that, the card comes out. A beautiful earth card. It's one of my favorite cards in the deck. It is the six of earth, which is about, and now it's Facebook has just tipped everything up the wrong way. Let me just sort this out again. I'll be right back with you. Honestly, can't leave it alone for 2 seconds. Right, okay, we have the seven. I apologize, the seven of earth. This lady is in a garden and she's growing the most beautiful flowers. They look like peonies to me. I do love a peony, don't you? But behind her is this brick wall, because the past is behind her. And what she has created is in front of her, and she's nurtured them. This is a card about seeds well planted. Well, a new moon is the day to do that. A new moon in Gemini. Knowing that your efforts will be rewarded. But it's an earth card, so it's planting those seeds, but perhaps taking some practical steps to make them come true. It's like putting the seed in the earth, and then you can water it with your intentions and your emotions. So that is your card for today, Laura. I hope you'll find that helpful. Joni, good morning. Always a delight to see you too. You would like a card if time permits. Of course time permits. So Joni, what would you need to know today on this Gemini full moon? What's a card for Joni? I'm just tapping into your energy, and as I do, a card springs out. Oh, I love this. Oh, you lucky person, Joni. It's the Nine of Water, Nine of Cups, if you like your traditional tarot. It's called the Wish card, for good reason. So tap into your emotions on this new moon. It has a genie with an Aladdin's lamp. What are you wishing for? Empower it with your emotions so that the dreams come true. It's a time of magic and good fortune. The universe is listening to you, Joni, so use this opportunity well. Good morning to Renee. Hi, she's waving at me. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth with her morning cup of coffee. Good morning to Laura. This is for you and your kitty. She's put a lovely picture of a kitty with a computer and a laptop. Yeah. We're looking for bold risk takers. Are you willing to push the envelope? Oh, yeah, I'll push it right off the table. Yeah. Magic wood given an opportunity. She would stomp all over my keypad and she'd cut us all off. So having done that, that's just tipped the Facebook page up the wrong way again. So right, there we are, going back down. So going past the kitty advice, good morning to Gwen. Greetings, New Moon Gemini, for you too, and the starscopes. Taurus, Sun and Moon. Wow, would like a card. Okay. So let's see Taurus in this Gemini new moon. What would be a good card for you? Just tuning in. Okay, there we go. Tipping it the right way. You have a major arcana card. And if it, for those of you, I know I'm teaching most of you, it's like grandmother teaching grandmother to suck eggs. But those of you who are not familiar with tarot, who perhaps use oracle cards, but not the tarot decks. A tarot has two decks within one. It's got the pip cards, which are the details, and it has the major arcana cards, which are the archetypes. They're our journey through life. And I love this one because it comes with Archangel Gabriel. Now, Gabriel is the messenger. New moon in Mercury, how loud do they have to sing it? But the energy of this card is the wheel, and it comes with Jupiter. Now, Jupiter is also, as we said from looking at C.A. Brooks's wonderful piece in Mark's Power Piece, Jupiter is connected at the moment to Gemini. So a very pertinent card that the wheel of life is turning. It's always, because of Gabriel, this is talking about a fresh start, a sudden or unexpected progress. So something in your life has been stuck. It can suddenly leap forward into a positive change. If you're planning, it's a card about movement. So you could be planning travel, or if you're looking for a new vehicle in any say, and I use new vehicle in its broadest sense, it might mean a car, but a new vehicle in life. That could be something that is in your energy field. I can see more people coming in the room. So again, I am just rebooting the page. If you have come into this Facebook messaging page, by the way, it's under my banner, Tune In with Erica on Thursdays. So let's just have a look, because I'm sure I saw Denise coming into the room. So it does alert me. Yes, I did. Good morning to Denise, who loves peonies. Oh, yes, I'm with you. I love a good peony. They're just beautiful. You would like a card for the new moon? Of course you may. So let's have a go. So for Denise, please. Well, that flew out. Beautiful water card. This is the King of Water. And in tarot, I mean, yes, it's a king, but this, of course, can mean it's an archetype. It can be a woman as well. We're talking about the energy of the card. So this King of Water, it's someone who is trustworthy and honourable. This is the person you can tell secrets to and know that it'll go no further. It's someone who's devoted. It can be someone who's quite cautious, but that's why they're trustworthy. They're very cautious with their word. It's someone you can completely trust. Now, you may feel, Denise, that's you, or you may feel that it's someone that you can talk to, and perhaps you need to talk to someone, and you need someone very, very trustworthy. It's a situation in life that's safe. Or a solid relationship. So that's a lovely card to have come out on a new moon, the moon being water as well. I would also say that, of course, you have got incredibly, you've got about 50 very safe, trustworthy advisors on one to listen. So not necessarily for you, Denise, but if you are listening to me on this show and you're not able to come in the chat room, then know that if you do need advice, One to Listen can offer you every form of advice, because all the advisors on there, As I said earlier, we're almost like facets in a diamond. We all have different gifts to offer. So do take a look and see who you would like to talk to if you need someone very, very trustworthy to share whatever you're going through. And please do use that gratitude board on the front page. So I'm just going to have a look. I've just seen Jay come into the room, and I know that he will be producing the show that follows me as well, because you've got Backstage Pass with Jay and Raven, which is your chance to get to know the advisors on 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio. I always look forward to that show because I live in, I'm a Brit, and a lot of them are in the States, so I don't always get to connect with my fellow advisors as much as I would like to do. So I love listening to that show because I feel I get to know them a little better. So let me have a look to see where I am in things. I've got about 4 minutes left. That's why Jay's popped in the room, because he's getting ready for his show. I'm taking one last look in this Facebook chat room, and I've just managed to go every which way on my computer except the right way. So let's try this one again. Oh, talk about media challenged. Right, refresh. Let's just make sure that I have said hello to everyone. So who are they meeting today? Oh, they've got advisor Daniel and author Britt Brandon on their show. Wow, two guests. So that is going to be an amazing show. I am going to be listening right after this show. I'm just going to make sure that I have no more comments in here. I haven't missed anybody out, because I would hate to do that. So whizzing down the list. Yes, I have managed to do a card reading for everyone. Phew. I have got it right. So where are we? I've just got a few minutes left. And do you know what I'm going to do? Because I used the Merdeck to channel the starscopes for June, I'm going to do a card for us using the Merfolk, just to add to the energy today, because I did one at the top of the show using the Wisdom deck. And I have in front of me an amazing crystal that I always use to clear my decks. It's a huge clear crystal quartz. It's a pointed quartz. And I've got a violet, an amethyst heart. So let's just tune into the MERS. I live right by the ocean, so it calls to me, and just see what message we have today in this new moon, because a moon is that earth and moon and water energy, the oceans. So what do we need to know? Wow. That was half the deck. That was me dropping the deck. So what do we need to know, Merfolk? There we go. That's better. Interesting in this new moon, I have the most beautiful mermaid, and she has an octopus with her. But the octopus has only got one tentacle very loosely round her waist, and all the rest of the tentacles are in the area, but they're not actually constraining her. And her hair is flowing, and the water is flowing around her. And the message here is breaking free. Freedom. So on this new moon, where would you like to be free in your life? That's a very interesting question to ask. I said this Gemini, I said at the beginning, was about asking questions and being prepared to have the answer. So where in your life would you like more freedom? Of what would you like to be free? Perhaps it's a shadow you'd like to be free of. I'm doing all this work still with Chiron and looking at our shadows and where our shadows hold us back. And if only we could acknowledge them and love them and embrace them, the freedom that that can bring is quite extraordinary. So a good question for the merfolk to ask us, where would you like the freedom? And perhaps you could bring in Archangel Muriel, who again is the archangel who oversees this time of year and works with compassion and mercy. But it is about, as I said, working with not control. It's letting go of control. So do you not permit yourself to look in certain areas of your life or ask certain questions? I'll leave you with those thoughts, because I am coming to the end of this show. So as ever, I thank you so much for joining me always a pleasure. I can hear Magic, my cat, now meowing outside the door because she feels very much that it ought to be her dinner time because it's coming up on 5 p.m. here in the UK. So have a great new moon experience. Dive deep. Enjoy yourself. I will be back on 1-2 Radio at the same time next Thursday. You'll always find me in the interval on 1-2 Listen if you need me. So have a truly great week. Sending you a huge hug, lots of love, take care, and bye-bye for now.